Safe space.
A place where I can be free.
Somewhere I feel like I won't be judged.
My bedroom.
A place without fear.
Hi, and welcome to Safe Space, a podcast for open, honest, and deeply human conversations about mental well-being. I'm your host, Pauline Wanyonyi, and I'm really glad you're here today. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Safe Space. We are back. After about 2 years, we're finally back with a new episode and a new series. Before I get into where we have been, what we have been up to, and what the new series will be about, I think it's only fair that I reintroduce myself and this podcast. My name is Pauline Nanjala Wanyonyi, and I am a psychologist, the founder of The Artistic Psychologist, and the founder and host of this podcast. To tell the story of this podcast and this organization, I need to go back a couple of years to when I was still in university. So, I had gone through a breakup, my first significant breakup, and I was surprised by how much it affected me mentally, emotionally, and by extension, physically. As I was going through all of this, I found myself retreating into myself. I was in so much pain, but I didn't know how to express this pain. I had a good, supportive community around me, but I didn't know how to speak to them about what I was going through. Instead, I would cry myself to sleep on most nights and then wake up early each morning and write. At some point, one of my lecturers noticed that I was not okay, and they invited me to their office for a chat. This then turned into a regular chat once or twice a week for a couple of weeks that semester. I would go to their office and we would have coffee with some jugu and they would listen to me. At first, I didn't say much, but I eventually found the words to express what I was feeling. They did not speak much during these chats. They mostly listened. And that simple act, listening to me without tiring and without judgment, helped a lot with my healing. Looking back now, that breakup seems like a much smaller and insignificant event than it did back then. But those acts of kindness, the listening and the safe space my lecturer created for me to speak, those still feel very valuable and extremely significant to my story today. After that, I began a blog and I named it The Artistic Psychologist. I chose the name to capture my love for psychology, which I was studying in university at the time, and to also capture my love for art. I used this blog to share my personal journey through life, specifically with my mental health. Now, the other part of this story is when I was in university, I fell in love with psychology and mental health. From the very first class I took, I knew that I was exactly where I was supposed to be. And I knew this is something I wanted to pursue. I can't remember how I settled on a degree in psychology, but I remember just how much I loved it. I have also always had a love for people. As far as I can remember, I have always loved listening to people and helping them when and how I could. And so after I graduated, I decided to combine this love for mental health and for people to begin something. And that's how The Artistic Psychologist, as it is today, was born. Looking back, I would say the seed of what I do already existed in me. And over the years, it has been watered by different factors that have helped it grow and evolve. So before, The Artistic Psychologist was a personal blog on my mental health journey. And now it's an organization that has evolved over the years to do many more things, all centered around mental health, and that includes this podcast. Let me pause here for a second to say that you can learn more about this organization by visiting our website. We will link it in this episode's notes. For this episode, I will focus only on the podcast. Okay, let's get back to our story. This podcast began in 2020 as one of the operations of The Artistic Psychologist. My goal was to create a space where people would feel safe enough to share their personal stories on their mental health journey. This is because I came to deeply appreciate the impact of sharing our stories, not only to those listening to the story, but also to the storyteller. I believe that creating safe spaces where people can share their stories and their lived experiences is an important part of healing. And so storytelling remains a core part of this podcast. After a few years of collecting stories for the podcast, I started to see a lack of knowledge and understanding on mental health matters. I realized that for most people, this information was inaccessible. Maybe they didn't know where to find it, or even if they did know where to find it, it was too complex for them to understand. And so I decided that in addition to collecting and sharing stories, we needed to also bring on professionals to break down mental health topics to our audience. This is how the podcast has evolved to where we are today. Our main goal still remains to create a space where people feel safe enough to share their stories. And now, in addition to this, by bringing professionals on board, we want our community to have a better understanding of mental health matters by having credible, accessible information. And we hope that by doing so, we can help to end the stigma surrounding mental health. So far, this podcast has run for 3 years with 31 episodes covering topics on body image, sexual assault, high school stress, breakups, toxic workspaces, bullying, cyberbullying, a series on grief, a series on COVID, and finally, a series on toxic and abusive relationships. Our last episode aired in October 2023. After that, I decided to pause the podcast for a while, and that is because I was overwhelmed and exhausted. When I started this podcast, it was just me, my microphone, my headphones, and my laptop. Whenever I was recording, I would lock myself in a wardrobe to minimize the noise disturbances. And when I had a guest, I would record anywhere and hope for the best. After recording, my friend would handle the editing for me while I managed the uploads on the hosting site and created the social media posts myself. Eventually, my sister started helping me with the social media platforms, allowing me to focus on other areas such as finding guests, researching topics, and developing questions and plans for the episodes. Over time, the workload became overwhelming, and I realized I needed to bring more people on board to help, which I did. But I still needed to pause and figure out a sustainable way to do this. That has taken me about 2 years to do. As I took a step back from the podcast, I spent my time building a team and trying to create systems that would help me not only with the podcast, but also with the organization. All of this is still a work in progress, but a lot of progress has been made, which is why we can be here today shooting this episode and releasing a new series. And now we are back. We have been working on a new series that we will be releasing soon. I will share more about that in the next episode. For now, I want to wrap up by saying thank you. Thank you to everyone who checked in on us during the break and sent words of encouragement. Thank you to all the listeners who are still here with us even after the long break. Thank you to our new listeners for tuning in and listening to this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. None of this would be possible without you, our community. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope this breakdown has helped you appreciate our journey thus far, and I hope you will continue journeying with us. Once again, thank you for being here, and see you in the next episode.